are they know not what they do. And the second word, he's dealing with two thieves on either side. One believes in him and the other doubts him. And when it got to the point where they showed their true feelings, the one said who doubted, if you be who you say you are, tell you what you do, come down off the cross. Listen at this. Save yourself and us also. Now, he was the only guiltless, the only innocent, the only sinless one on the cross. But you can tell when folk hearts aren't right. He had done all the damage, the murder, all of the robbery, all of the other ills, and yet he wanted Jesus to set him free, and he hadn't even repented. But the other thief, he told him, man, you need to shut up all that mess over there. We have done and we are getting what we deserve. We have done the crime and it's no more just than us to do the time. He said, but listen, this is what I want to tell you, Jesus. When you come into your kingdom, I don't have but one thing I want to tell you. I'm not telling you to get me off this cross. I did it. I did it, and I'm admitting I did it. I was wrong, and I confess I'm wrong. I believe what you say. I see something in you I've never seen in any other man. When you come into your kingdom, remember me. And, Lord, I wish I had time to tell you everything, but I can't tell you what Jesus told him this day. Tell you what, we're not going to furlong this thing. We're not going to put it off. This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Now, you know what that tells me? I don't care what kind of hell you're going through. If Jesus goes through with you, he'll transform your hell into a paradise experience. You've been going through this and going through that. Tears flow down your cheeks and you cry all night long and you call folk and they won't answer your call. You tell folk and they don't believe your story. And you get to the point right before you throw your hands up, you call on Jesus. And how many of you know he'll step in right on time? And he'll turn your situation all around. But when he got to the end of his sayings, he commended his spirit into his Father's hand, gave up the ghost, and mean men took him off the cross. And while taking him down, the mean men recognized from everything that had happened that surely this was the Son of God.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 93.5. KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Question: where are all my single ladies at? Single ladies in the church? All right. Where the married ladies? Married women? That's a lot of y'all. Where all the married men? They talking about... You notice after about 5 years, married men don't even talk no more. How you doing? Where your wife? Praise God. Did you see the game last night? No. She wanted to talk. They want to talk right when the game get good, don't they? And you better listen, too. You better listen. Single sisters, first of all, don't be looking for no man. But the Bible say when a man findeth a wife, it don't say the other way around. So don't be looking for no man. And when that man find you, if he ain't going to church, y'all have church before you actually bring him to the sanctuary. Don't bring him to St. Paul before he have church etiquette. No, I'm for real. Y'all laughing. I'm for real. Y'all need, if you got to, make him practice. Say, now this is praise and worship. This when you praise him. Teach him that for real. Because a woman brought her man to church 2 Sundays ago at my church and a fight like that broke out. I ain't lying. It all happened when the pastor say, open your Bibles to the book of Job. So we open the Job and the man elbowed the woman. So you know I don't play that. I'm a man. You don't be getting up open for me. But lean forward and hear what they're arguing about. Oh, y'all thought I was going to get in the fight? I'm a comedian. He elbowed her. She elbowed him back. I said, that's right. Stand up for yourself. He said, what's wrong with you? She said, what's wrong with you? Say, come on now. You should have brought me to church a long time ago. She said, I've been trying to get you to come. You ain't been wanting to come. Why you want to come now? He said, you should have been brought me to church. Look at all these jobs in here. I could have been working. Look at all these jobs. Look at a job, job. I could have, what's wrong with you? I could have been working.
Trying.